Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show, Sound Effect. That's where we get our next story. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has more.
We are going to turn to one more gray area, the one on Ashley Gross's head. And I'm not trying to tease her. I mean, she brought it up, okay? Ashley is a reporter here at KNKX, and FYI, I am married to her.
Can you guys count the gray hairs on my head?
One. Two, three.
I think it was about a year ago when I started really noticing, whoa, I'm starting to get some gray hairs.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18,
my kids like to point them 13, 20, out, but that's not why I'm obsessed lately with gray hair. It's that it seems like there are so few women who let themselves go gray. There's this mega industry built around hiding what is just part of the natural course of life.
Spray the gray away in 10 seconds. It's the smart solution.
Do you have any gray? If so, then how much? It's okay. Be honest.
I've gotten sucked down some YouTube rabbit holes. I've watched women on the Rachel Ray show get their hair covered in potato skin juice because it's supposedly a natural hair dye.
Oh my God, she's like a real-life Mr. Potato Head!
Then, apparently, among some 20-somethings, it's cool to have gray hair.
But it's definitely a true gray color, and I am seriously so excited.
I'm trying to sort out my own thoughts on this.
I've been thinking a lot about my hair growing gray, and I'm wanting to talk to people about their decisions with their hair. Oh, yeah. So talk to me about your hair.
I dye my hair.
Tara is a friend of mine. We were chatting in her car, so you'll have to ignore the turn signal sound in the background.
I think I've been dyeing it since I was in my 20s just because I like to change its color for fun. And then when it got gray, I just kept doing it.
Why do you like to dye it?
Because it just makes me feel so young and pretty. That's why.
My thinking was, oh, I'm just going to like own it and this is how old I am. But then I worry a little bit about it. So what do you think? What do you think I should do?
I haven't noticed that your hair is gray. Is it gray?
I have a few little gray hairs.
Beautiful, just the way you are.
I know, but what about in 2 years?
I don't know. I think it's whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I went in search of people who do not dye their hair. My friend Linda, for example, she has some streaks of gray. I called her up expecting her to say, oh yeah, no way am I ever going to dye my hair. I am owning this. But it turns out for her, it's just a decision of practicality.
Well, you probably also noticed I don't really wear makeup. And I've never paid that much attention to, like, my clothes, other than I do try to put them on. So maybe, maybe it just fits into all of that, my decision to just let my hair be how it is.
I'm kind of like Linda in that way. But one thing that surprised me in talking to her was that she feels conflicted. One complication is that her husband is almost 20 years older.
I have sort of two pulls on me because I feel a little self-conscious with the gray, like, okay, I'm getting older and everybody knows I'm getting older. But then if I'm out with Hector, then I also feel self-conscious, like from the other direction, like I look so much younger. See what I mean?
Linda doesn't have much gray hair, just a little here and there. My mom, on the other hand, is really gray.
Do you feel like people treat you differently once you have gray hair?
I don't blame the hair so much as wrinkles. I mean, I object more to that, to having a lot of wrinkles, I think, and my wrinkly neck and everything. That's much more annoying to me than the hair. And I guess people see me as an old person, so I'm just trying to adjust.
But if people in restaurants or stores or whatever want to give her a senior citizen discount, she is not insulted.
Yeah, I do. I guess I'm not battling aging as much as a lot of people do. I'm just trying to be accepting and realize that I'm lucky to be alive at all.
It's true. There are so many bigger things to think about and so much to be grateful for. For me, it helped to hear my friend Linda, who's a really good radio reporter, talk about what matters most to her. Her hair just isn't that high on her list of things to think about.
I'm just not that overly concerned what people think of my age. And I guess, you know, I'll stay somewhere as long as I feel like I can make good work, and then I'll go somewhere else and try to find a place to do good work.
Of course, there's someone else I wanted to consult. He sees me more than anyone.
Hey.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
My husband, Gabe, is actively urging me not to dye my hair.
Whatever you decide to do, of course, is fine. But I think I don't see any reason to validate the crappy social norms that say that gray hair means you're less of something. Less human, less important, less powerful, less attractive. Isn't part of, like, being older, a little more established, married, and having an older person's priorities, isn't part of the, like, beauty of that, that you don't have to sweat it as much? And, I mean, again, maybe that's a gendered thing, too, but, you know, it could be your dad bod. You know what I mean?
Let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out. Let it all go gray. Let it fall out in chunks or whatever.
Gabe talked about how it's similar to when he was in college and started going bald. It bothered him so much, he tried Rogaine to make his hair grow back.
And I pretty quickly found that I couldn't keep up the routine. I just couldn't do it. I'd forget, and it cost money. And more importantly, I learned that I just didn't care so much. It's just like, I don't know, what are you going to do? Rage, you know, fight aging every step of the way?
So, yeah, maybe it's dumb to spend all this time worrying about it. Plus, Linda made a really good point. When you work behind a microphone, who cares what you look like?